Other questions from the board? First of all, I'm glad you're here. I have to say that when you were involved in the previous process, I really respected everything that NBC brought to it. I think I learned a lot about air and water quality, and so I've been hanging on your every word. One word I haven't heard that was in the submissions from Norden was that the board doesn't have the authority to suspend or revoke a license, and that's in statute. And that has not been addressed by either two previous attorneys or yourself. So do you want to weigh in on that before we hear from Nordic, or should we just let that one pass?
Well, interesting, because within every permit, there are standard conditions that require the applicant to provide information to you that would suggest that they could not meet the condition. So one of those things that should have been provided to you was the fact that they've only been able to produce salmon at a fraction of what they proposed was necessary for this project to be sustainable and profitable and therefore meet the conditions.
So fortunately, that wasn't remanded to us by the court. That decision.
No, it wasn't. I agree with you. Yeah. I understand that. You know, the second one is really that the real concern for the NBC is that they weren't able to get up to speed. And we asked you guys before, or I meant them wrong. I asked somebody with respect to they stopped producing salmon in their existing facilities, and they're proposing not to do that in California now.
Yeah.
Right?
We are drifting outside the record.
Yeah, I want to just follow up. So if a licensee cannot meet a condition that they must meet before they have to build something. And I'm thinking in particular of the Hannaford where I do my grocery shopping. When that was first constructed, their permit, I believe it was a local permit, said you cannot build this until the Department of Transportation installs a traffic light here. And Hannaford appealed that and said, well, we can't ensure that that condition is met. And the court said, too bad. If the condition isn't met, then you can't build your Hannaford. So wouldn't that be the case with the conditions on any permit where in order to build this, you have to meet this condition, and if they can't meet the condition, they can't build it?
Well, if the permitting record established that they needed to have a certain level of production in order to be profitable and to meet their conditions, to have the money to meet their conditions, and they can't get close to that, that means that the permit is putting the NBC and the Bay at risk in that regard. So, I mean, every environmental agency has the right to pull permits, to say that we don't believe that the conditions and the findings of conditions are valid as they were before, in this case for TRI or for
others. But the board does not have that authority under statute. The legislature took that away from the board in 2011 and gave that authority to the commissioner.
Okay, so
the board has no authority to revoke
because there seems to be a lot of shell games here. What the board does, what the people does. And I'm just asking collectively for the NBC, between Melanie and you guys, to revoke the permits because they can't meet the conditions. In today's timeline, if you're going to accept that other information about the cure, their potential long term cure for solving their.
I'm sure it comes as no surprise we actually have to follow the statute.
Oh, I understand. right. So somewhere then, can the board remand to the commissioner? I don't understand. Can you guys then say, we recommend that you do this? Can you do that?
Might see a very enlightened discussion if we ever get to it.
All right. Well, I'll sit down so I can listen.
Well, just one other question, I guess. We seem to have lapsed. We have a two-part process here. One, the board issues a license. That's the final action. And as far as we can determine, that is, and the law says that's the final action. There is now a valid permit that has not been vacated by any court. And the commissioner, under the compliance end of how all this works, has issued a suspension order. Commissioner does her thing. The board does its thing. The board did its thing. There seems to be not a lot of basis to go forward with this argument if, in fact, all the authority for doing something rests with the commission.
Well, there can be a lot of bases if you decide that the record is now as of today, because that you want to allow that potential cure for mold again, as opposed to 2019, and then you reopen the record and we can discuss it all.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any potential cure from Nordic. If you are referring to what other courts are doing right now and deciding other issues, that's what other courts do. Well, but that's not really before us.
Well, isn't the change in circumstance that they don't have any TRI right now or any way to install it?
Yes, and that's in compliance with the commissioner.
So they don't have any pathway to the law, right?
Right now, if they don't have TRI, my understanding is they don't have a pathway to doing it.
So, but you just allowed the suspension order, which talked about their hypothetical lawsuits.
Yeah, the suspension order is the commissioner's, and you can make arguments, but it's not an opportunity to quiz the board.
I'm asking.
No, I appreciate it. That's why citizens are allowed to participate.
I appreciate you guys giving us an opportunity to voice our concerns today.
Thank you, because this is not a hearing. It's not an appeal. This was a decision by the board that we would like to hear from the interveners and parties before we make our judgments, both in writing and orally. And you conducted yourself well, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck. The beat goes on.
Yeah. Wow.